WDW for Families, the original family-friendly trip planning podcast, helping you plan your Disney vacation for over 5 years.
All right, welcome to WDW for Families, and we are here for a given with you this week. Kevin, you're doing a fantastic job. We are on a roll here.
How about that?
This is like the Cal Ripken of WDW for Families runs, consecutive recordings, just amazing.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working. So we are excited about the recording session tonight because we're talking about a topic that it's been a while since we visited because we've been so off and on over the last period. We are now going to jump into eating at Disney, one of our favorite topics. And it's a shame that Charity's not here. This is one of her favorite topics for sure. Miss Deluxe Dining Plan herself. But we are going into our favorite restaurants at each park, or maybe the can't-miss restaurant at each park. And we're talking about table service meals. We're not talking about counter service meals. Kevin, could you define that for us? Kevin is here, by the way. Kevin, could you define that for us?
Yeah, so a table service meal is just going to be a sit-down restaurant at Disney. It's going to be something that you have a server for. It is potentially going to be a buffet. It's potentially going to have characters. It is going to be a more expensive dining option, but it's the opposite of what they call counter service, which is just that, where you walk up to a counter, more fast food type of feel. This is more of your sit down, spend some time eating meal at Disney.
Yeah, that's right. And it's kind of like the difference between O'Charley's and McDonald's, you know, maybe not the quality of food. I'm not sure if O'Charley's is national. Is that just a Southern
thing? It is just a, yes. And okay. And really just a Southeastern thing. It's not in Texas even.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all right. Well, there's that. Well, hey, let me go ahead and introduce this. Kevin is here, by the way, in case you didn't understand that Kevin was here by me introducing him.
Hello, I'm here.
Kevin, give us an update on your life real quick.
Well, baseball season has started in my world. My son's playing Little League baseball, which is fantastic for me. And also, spring training has begun and is in full swing. And so I'm a happy, happy man.
All right. Kristen is also here from Tennessee. Kristen, how are things going there?
Things are great. I just got back from Arkansas today, went and saw Stevie Nicks in concert last night and had a blast.
Oh, yeah. You went all the way to Arkansas to see Stevie Nicks. Okay.
It's for my little sister's senior trip. That's what she picked to do. So,
okay. Well,
we went.
What's interesting is you had to go to Arkansas when you live 30 minutes from Nashville. I guess Stevie Nicks didn't come to Nashville?
Well, she announced her Nashville date after we bought our tickets.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, so we made a trip of it.
Was it Little Rock or?
It was Little Rock.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Well, I am here. We have received word that the great Randall J. Whitman is on the way. He is at a concert for one of his daughters and thought we were starting a little later. So I was been reading his in between our discussion here. We'll catch him up and Randy will come in and it'll be great. But our topic tonight is we're going to go around the parks, like I said, and talk about the one maybe can't miss or the best family-friendly restaurant that you should take your family and enjoy. I'm going to let people answer how they want to, and we're going to start with probably what I would say is the easiest slash hardest restaurant to or theme park to answer this question from. Disney Hollywood Studios is notorious for its amount of, man, I am having trouble talking tonight, for its for not having a lot of restaurants that are famous around Walt Disney World. They do have 5 table service meals, and some of them are interesting. We're going to tell you which one you should go to, but we're each going to give our own opinion. We don't have to say the same one this time, because that would be hard to do in some of these. We're going to let Kristen start first. Kristen, what is the restaurant you think at Disney Hollywood Studios, if you're going to do a table service meal, you should try?
I think everyone should go to Sci-Fi. It's a part of my childhood. I remember it going in there and thinking it was so cool as a child, getting to be at a drive-in movies, because those really even weren't a thing when I was a child. So it seemed awesome. And then now, last time I went, I have celiac disease, so I have to get gluten-free. And I had the best gluten-free burger that I feel like I'd ever had at that time. So I think their menu option's great for everybody. So Sci-Fi is my favorite.
So Sci-Fi Dine-In, in case you don't know, it's over there in the almost near Star Tours area of DHS. It is an indoor drive-in theater. It really needs to be seen to believe. It's really cool. Those of you who've listened to our show for a long time know that I am a big proponent of Sci-Fi Dine-In, and it is my favorite DHS restaurant as well. I will say this. It is a greasy spoon. It is it's burgers, it's sandwiches, it's milkshakes. And if you're going there with a palate and you're going for fine dining, you're not at the right place. So Sci-Fi Dine-In is here are the things I would warn you about. And I'm only talking this much about it because this is my vote too. And I'm going second. So Sci-Fi Dine-In is my vote too. But I will say as a caveat, on a positive note, I've got the best service I've ever gotten at Disney restaurants consistently at this restaurant, because I think this restaurant just puts people in a good mood. But I will say on a negative, if you have smaller kids, there are some disturbing images that do go up on the screen, because it is an old style sci-fi movie theater, drive-in movie theater. So there's going to be a giant spider, and there's going to be a creepy looking robot, and there's going to be the blob that ate London or whatever. And there's going to be some weird images. And my middle son, Battle, really had a hard time with this restaurant. Like, he was under the table, like, freaked out by it. My other kids just thought it was cool that we were sitting in tables that looked like cars. And so there you go. My vote is for Sci-Fi Dine-In, too. And it's not for the food. It's for the experience. Yeah. Yeah. That's what Kristen was saying, too. All right. Kevin.
Well, I do need to correct. We actually run. There are six table service restaurants because there is the new one, the Woody's Roundup Rodeo. That's the newest one there, but it's totally fine because I'm not going to use that one. The reason I'm not going to use that one is because I've not eaten there yet. I'm going to eat there in April. We've already got reservations. I'm excited about it, but I feel like I can't accurately, use that one if I've not been there. So I will tell you the nostalgic one for me, the one that I remember growing up going to and loving, and I still love it, is 50s Prime Time. I absolutely love 50s Prime Time. I think it's totally unique. It's got that feel of, eating at your grandma's house, really. It's supposed to be kind of your mama's house, but it's your grandma's house, let's be honest. And your servers are going to give you a little bit of a hard time and are going to make you eat your vegetables if you want a dessert. And they are going to make you keep your elbows off the table because that is impolite. And we don't do that at the table. So it you got the little TV at the table where you can, watch old black and white TV shows. And it is just the atmosphere. Again, that's one of the things Hollywood Studios has over pretty much any other location, is the atmosphere in their restaurants. It's just out of this world. They've done a really, really good job with that. I absolutely love this place. And it's got good food. I mean, the good home cooking, down-to-earth Southern cooking.
Randy is here just in time because it's time for him to answer the question, which is, what is the can't-miss sit-down table restaurant at DHS? We've had two votes for Sci-Fi Dine-In. We've had one vote for Prime Time Cafe. Now, Randy has answered this many times over the years. He's not always been consistent with his answer, though. So I'm looking forward to hearing what Randall J. has to say here.
I mean, if I'm picking where I want to go, it's going to be Mama Melrose. I like Prime Time. That's fine. Like, it's a thing. It's better than it used to be. I like its affordability. That's great. But Mama Melrose is, I understand it's not going to be as authentic as some people would like, but it's still delicious. And I think it's a great environment. And I like where it's positioned in the park. I like Mama Melrose.
Okay, so interestingly enough, we did not vote for maybe what many people would consider the most family-friendly restaurant of all, which is Woody's Roundup Barbecue currently. Kristen, you have been. Could you give us like a one-minute recap of your experience there?
Yes. So you get there. They talk to you like you're toys. So you're the toy, and you're going in to sit at your table. And then when you're all eating, something like it comes over the loudspeaker to tell you that Andy's coming. So everybody has to freeze. And it's so funny to look around at the restaurant and see everybody just sitting still, either with their spoon in their mouth or I don't know. It was awesome. My aunt went with us to Disney World for the first time last September. And she thought it was the best experience at a restaurant in Disney that she had while we were there for the weekend. So she loved it. And she would go back, and she didn't know that she'd even be a Disney person. And I think that restaurant turned her around.
Okay, so that's interesting. I'm looking forward to trying that ourselves. I wish I had tried it on our last trip, but we chose Space 220 over it.
The food's pretty good, too. It's like barbecue. I mean, it's pretty basic, but it still tastes good.
Okay. All right. Imagine them having barbecue at Woody's Roundup Barbecue. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's our votes for Hollywood Studios. I guess Sci-Fi Dine-In wins because it got.
Well, should we talk about what the others are real quick? So
yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so the other two that we've got that we did not really talk about is the Hollywood Brown Derby, which is going to be a signature type restaurant. It's going to be more expensive. I'll tell you this. I've never eaten at the Brown Derby because I've never looked at the menu and said, that's something I want to eat ever. I just never have. I know everybody loves the Cobb salad, but frankly, if I'm going to table service, I'm really not trying to eat a salad. So that's just Kevin. And the other one is Hollywood and Vine. It is going to be a character restaurant. It's going to be a buffet. And it is what it is. I've heard that they're just inconsistent at best. Sometimes people will have a good experience as far as the food goes. Most of the time, it's not very good. But you get the characters. And Kristen, remind me, what are the characters currently?
I think that it's Minnie Mouse and then Vampirina. What was the other one that I...
Doc McStuffins and Goofy.
Okay. Well, there you have it. If you're... Look, I will say this. The thing I love about character dining in general is you get to see a lot of characters at one time, and it is a great way to experience characters, but at this specific restaurant, you're not going to get great food. So just be aware of that.
Well, and they're a preschool character. So if you're, especially younger kids, that can be great. Going back to the Brown Derby, I'll say I have been multiple times, I think three times, probably a decade in between each time because I swore I would never go back each time. And it's been a decade now, so maybe it's time. But I don't have any need for it. I've not had a good experience any of the times, and I don't know how it's still open.
For the price you pay at the Brown Derby and the time you wait for your food, which has always been a staggering amount of time for me, it is not worth going to the Brown Derby. We've been there multiple times, and I always question why we give it another chance when we go. It's a shame that what should be the signature restaurant at DHS is not the signature restaurant at DHS. All right. The next park we're going to go to is Epcot. Now, we cannot possibly review all the restaurants at Epcot. There is literally a dozen or more table service restaurants at Epcot. In fact, that is kind of the reputation of Epcot. It's a great place to eat. Kiosk everywhere, counter service everywhere, but they also have table service, and we're going to evaluate that for you now. And so what's the can't-miss table service restaurant? Maybe for families, or answer however you want to. We're going to go with Kristen first.
I'm going to say for families, it's Garden Grill. It was my favorite restaurant growing up, so I just can't get away from it. My husband disagrees with me. He doesn't want to go to the Garden Grill ever, but I always book it because it has my favorite characters there, and I don't know. It's Southern. I like it.
I can just see you reminiscing as you talk about the Garden Grill. Card and Grill. Okay, of course, we have characters. We have, what, Pluto, Chip and Dale, Mickey Mouse, there in their farm outfits.
Yeah, and they're so...
And if you don't know, it's a rotating restaurant, and some of the food that you eat there is grown there at Epcot. So that's pretty neat. Kevin, let's let you go second.
Oh, great. This is a really tough one for me. I'm not going to lie. There are so many places that I like to go at whenever I'm at Epcot, and I could pick so many options, but for me, the one that I find myself wanting to go back to a lot is Teppanetto. I really like Teppanetto. It's in the Japanese pavilion, the Japan pavilion, the Japanese food, and it's kind of the, you know, cook in front of you. And I know that you can get this at any place, and we talk about this all the time. You can get this at your local, you know, anywhere, Benihana or Shogun or whatever, but I don't know. I'm in Epcot and I'm getting this, and I just absolutely love it. The food's great. I've always had a fun time there. My wife does not like going there because she does not like dining with people that she doesn't know. So it is weird to her and awkward. And so we don't do it very often. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons that I like it so much, is because, like, if I get an opportunity to go, it's probably because it's a rare opportunity.
Okay. So this will be interesting if we get any double votes, because I don't think we will. We're going to go over to Randy. What's Randy going to say?
I'm going to say, and I get that some of this might be just emotional and you know, that I have a home here, but I'm going to say Chefs de France. My family won't let me go there anymore because we went every trip, and they eventually got tired of it. I do like the food. I think the food is good. They've simplified the menu. I wish it was like the old menu, but what I like the environment. I like the people. I like the accent. I like where it's located. I like everything about it. So it's going to be my pick. And I think the last time we had this topic on the podcast, I think I said it back then too. I haven't been in probably 3 years because they won't let me book it again because I wore them out on it. But and I will say, with my daughter who has a dairy issue, that, you know, it is harder with the dairy stuff there than some other restaurants.
Yeah, I think that's a good call, Randy. I think that is I do think it's more of an adult restaurant, the Chefs de France. A lot of the restaurants around that area of Epcot are going to feel more adultish because they're representing their country, not necessarily trying to appeal to kids. I mean, the Garden Grill is definitely a family-friendly kind of atmosphere. I think the Coral Reef is a family-friendly kind of atmosphere. But I'm not going to go with either of those because I'm still going with the San Angel Inn, located in the Mexico Pavilion. And the reason I'm going there is for atmosphere. I do think it's cool. This was my boys' choice of which restaurant they wanted to eat at a lot of years when we would go to Disney World, mainly because they liked the just sitting by the water there and watching the boats go by, and they love that ride there, the Three Caballeros ride in the Mexico Pavilion, and we would ride that 4 and 5 times and then sit at on the water side and eat and watch people ride the ride as they went by, and that was a good experience for us. We didn't mention Beer Garden, which I think would be another mention for families, just because there is entertainment in there. The food, however, would be questionable for some adults. It's very niche. I think that's a niche one. Another runner-up that we didn't mention is Akershus. Nobody mentioned Akershus. And if you've got a little princess, then maybe you would want to go into Norway and eat and meet the princesses. I will say that of all the restaurants is probably the most nuanced food. Of course, they're going to have food for the kids, but a lot of Norwegian fare. Randy?
Well, I noticed you just said that you had been to Space 220 or whatever it's called. Yep. I mean, but that did not make your list?
Did you not listen to the show that we did on Space 220?
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, man.
Well, it was last week, so it's fine.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't.
No, it was actually 3 weeks. I thought it was okay. Like 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
I'm just making him feel bad.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, I did not listen to it is the better answer.
I would rank it somewhere around Cafe Marrakesh.
Okay, there you go, near the bottom. We also did not mention the Canadian one either.
Well, that I was going to mention Le Cellier. I think it's interesting because that used to be a really big go-to for a lot of people. But the problem with Le Cellier is they've priced themselves out of most people's budget. And on top of that, I don't think that the food is quite as good as it used to be. So you take your food quality down and raise the prices, and all of a sudden you talk about a restaurant that was almost impossible to get into, and now you can almost always find an available seat there.
Kristen, before we leave Epcot, do you want to mention one other thing?
My husband's favorite is Le Cellier, but we haven't gone in probably 4 years or so because I'm not booking it for that price.
No, it's expensive, and it's a smaller restaurant, so that makes it harder to get into. And it's very heavy. Like, I mean, it's a steak kind of a place. And it's a eat there and then go take a nap kind of a – it's not a eat there and then ride a roller coaster. Don't go to Guardians right after eating there.
I don't think we missed one of what I would consider a favorite in this category. I mean, there are several other restaurants here, obviously, but I think we hit some of the main ones. I don't think there's one that we would recommend over the others. Kevin, did you have one more to add?
Yeah, the one that I feel might be a good family-friendly option would be Via Napoli. And the reason for Via Napoli is the pizza. Their pizza is really good. It's probably the best pizza on property. They've got really good pizza, and one of their large pizzas can feed about 79 people. So just a good option, and it's, you know, reasonably priced because of the size and the portions and those sorts of things.
And that's the only one, I believe, that's the only one in the park that's actually run by a company other than Disney. That's the only one in that park that's run by a company other than Disney.
It used to be the second best pizza on property until the Boardwalk Pizza Window changed their pizza. They used to have the best pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Animal Kingdom. This is going to me, this is the easy one. And three of the four of us are going to have the same answer. I don't know what Kristen's going to say. Let's go ahead and go to Kristen and see what she's going to say.
Oh, this one's hard for me. I don't really love any of the restaurants in Animal Kingdom. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be Yak and Yeti. My mom always booked Yak and Yeti every trip, so it's just back to it's something of my childhood. So I'm going to go there if I don't book anything else.
So by default, you go Yak and Yeti.
Food. It's all right, but I like the atmosphere.
Okay, well, let's see if I'm right. Let's go over to Kevin. Kevin, what do you say?
Yeah. It's going to be Yak and Yeti for me. I love Yak and Yeti. I think the food is great. I love the fact that it feels intimate in that place because there's kind of different dining rooms in there. I just think the food is really good. I will say this as a little bit of a caveat. I don't have a problem in any way, shape, or form going to Tusker House. And here's why. I do like the characters at Tusker House. You get the kind of the, you know, the primary characters there. And, you know, it's a buffet. You can eat as much as you want as far as Tusker House goes. But my vote's still going to be Yak and Yeti.
Randy.
I prefer Tiffin's, but we never go. Tiffin's is too nice, too expensive to be a lunch meal running from in between rides. I do like Tiffin's in the evening, but we're never there in the evening because we're done at Epcot by 2 o'clock. So we never eat at Tiffin's because it's not a lunch place to me. It's a fancy, nice dinner. Now, if I were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, maybe I would come back to the Animal Park and I would do Tiffin's for a 6 o'clock meal one night. Maybe, but we always go to Yak and Yeti.
When you said you're done at Epcot by 2 o'clock, you meant Animal Kingdom, right?
I sure did. I meant Animal Kingdom. Thank
good,
you.
Good, because there's probably 17 people listening to our podcast right now going, did he mean Yak and Yeti? What did he mean?
Epcot? No, I meant Animal Kingdom. We're always done with Animal Kingdom by 2 o'clock. So we never go to Tiffin's. We always go to Yak and Yeti. We'll be there next week, and we're going to Yak and Yeti.
All right. So this is going to be a clean sweep. This is exactly what I thought. Yak and Yeti was going to sweep this category. This is the go-to table service at Animal Kingdom for me. Not close. I do like Donald's outfit at Tusker House as a Donald fan. Donald looks pretty awesome there in Tusker House. So I do like that. But that's the answer.
Randy. I'll add that Yak and Yeti is another one of those restaurants run by a third-party company. So there's an interesting little theme here if we like third-party companies better than the Disney-owned restaurants.
Randy, I think it's time for you to drop your golden nugget about this restaurant. People need to know.
Sure.
They want a book.
I always talk about this. So they're actually run by Landry's Restaurant Group. And so you can become a Landry's member. I want to say it costs, I don't remember, $10 or $25. It doesn't cost too much to join. And then whatever it costs to join, you get that amount off your first meal after you're a member. So it basically costs you nothing to become a member, but members get in quickly. And so you don't need a reservation. Just show them your Landry card and they will seat you more quickly than the regular wait. Now, I think in the last couple of years, they've not pushed that. It used to be you were the next party seated. They've kind of lightened up on that. So you expect to wait maybe 15 or 30 minutes, but it's going to be a far less wait than just going in without a reservation.
Okay. So just as expected, Animal Kingdom, Yak and Yeti, that was a layup, I thought. Now, here we have the hardest one. We saved the Magic Kingdom for last because basically I have no idea where everybody's going here. We have had differing opinions in the past. Some years Randy has liked one restaurant. Some years I have liked one. The next time I went, I didn't like said restaurant. Next time I went, I did. So we'll see what happens. I've got one in mind. I'm thinking it in my head. This is the one that's going to win. We'll see if it does. Let's go to Kristen real quick. Here we go.
My favorite at Magic Kingdom is Crystal Palace. I love the buffet for breakfast, and those are some of my favorite Disney characters. So my kids will always find something to eat at the buffet. They love seeing Winnie the Pooh and Tigger and Eeyore and Piglet. So Crystal Palace is our go-to for Magic Kingdom.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Are the characters Pooh characters in the morning? I thought it was Mickey and Company in the morning and Pooh and Friends for lunch and dinner. Is that right? Am I mistaken? I am mistaken.
I think you're mistaken.
Okay, good. I would rather you be right than me. Okay, we can double check that before we're done if we want to. All right, you may want to double check that before you go. All right. Kevin, what is your answer to favorite Disney restaurant at Magic Kingdom?
Okay, I didn't know if you were ever going to get that out. Okay,
I didn't either. I was struggling.
I want to put a little caveat on the Crystal Palace. I think you hit the nail on the head with breakfast because I have been very disappointed in lunch and dinner at the Crystal Palace. But yes, go at breakfast. Mine, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that I really love. I love some of the opportunities I've had at some of these places to go eat. But my favorite one, and this is part of my personality, I'm very much this type of person in general. And last time I went, I loved the food. It was fantastic. And I'm talking about the Jungle Navigation Skipper Canteen. That is, man, it is my new favorite place there. I will say I really would rather not eat in what you consider like the large dining cafeteria room. I like the kind of the rooms in the back. My favorite room is the one that's actually near the bathrooms. But I don't know. I really enjoy the interaction with the server. You're going to get a little bit of a snarky jungle cruise type of humor there, and that is definitely my style. I'm going to play into that all day and embarrass my family. And honestly, the food, I really enjoyed it. I know that whenever it first came out, there were some people talking about that they didn't really love the food, but I've been pleasantly surprised, and that is my new favorite.
Okay, Randy, your answer.
We have gotten to where, you know, we used to be a table service meal every park, every day. We've gotten to where we don't always book a table service meal at Magic Kingdom anymore. I think we've just gotten to where we just don't love the restaurants like we used to at that park. But I would say, you know, if we could go to Cinderella's Royal Table, I think that would be my favorite restaurant there. It is more expensive. There is frequently a bit of a wait. So even if you have a reservation, you're going to get there, you're going to get a picture with Cinderella, you're going to wait in the lobby for 20 minutes before you're going to get to your table. So even with a reservation, that's going to be a wait. But I like the food. We've had a good experience with allergens there. There's been two restaurants specifically in Magic Kingdom we've had allergen issues there. So we avoid those now. But Cinderella's Royal Table has been good to us. And of course, it's in the castle. So what can be wrong with that?
Okay, if I had three suggestions to give families, we hit all three of them. I thought those three are probably the three I would recommend to people. Pooh characters are there in the morning, you're right. So that's good. And so we've got Crystal Palace would be my recommendation, as you said, for breakfast. And here's the Rusty Pettis pro tip. Get the earliest reservation you can at Crystal Palace and then be one of the first people in the park in the morning because you'll get in before the crowds do.
And get your picture in front of the castle, just your family.
Yep, that's the Rusty Pettis special. He used to always book that early booking for Crystal Palace.
I noticed we left out Be Our Guest. That used to be a top restaurant. Is it not anymore?
Well, I hadn't given mine yet, but
said we hit the top three. I thought you had it.
No, we hit the top three. I just hadn't finished yet. I was going to say, you know, Be Our Guest is one we hadn't talked about.
Okay.
But I, you know, I'm going to go with Jungle Skipper Cantina as well. I think there's a playfulness to that restaurant and a backstory that's desperately needed in the Magic Kingdom with their restaurants. They could go further, I think, with just a couple of little changes to the atmosphere there. Like they could have a vestibule that moves or something like that, just to make it even more kind of explorer, like more Indiana Jones. They really went 75% with that restaurant. And if they'd have taken it just a little bit further, it reminds me a little bit of the old Adventurers Club at Downtown Disney. But I really do like Jungle Skipper Cantina. I would suggest if you've got disposable income and you've got the money to spend, there's nothing like eating in the castle, though. So Cinderella's Royal Table would be my suggestion for those who can get the reservation and can pay for it. Otherwise, I think Crystal Palace and Jungle Cantina are probably the two other ones here. There are several other restaurants that we like here. In the past, Liberty Tree would have been one that we would have brought up. But Randy, what were you going to say?
Well, I think the last three times we've had table service in Magic Kingdom has been at Be Our Guest and the castle, and then also Crystal Palace. And I think in all three cases, we picked up reservations day of. We're not sure what our plans are. I'm looking through the app. I'm thinking about dinner because I just finished lunch and that's what I think about next. And so, you know, I pick up one of those restaurants and, you know, maybe it's a 4 o'clock dinner or a 7:30 dinner, but no, yeah, I don't really care. It's fine. And it's worked out for us several times.
I don't think we've missed any specific restaurant. I do think the Golden Horseshoe is there for settings now, but it's basically similar food to what they serve at Liberty Tree.
They share a kitchen, share a menu.
Yeah. And so I would suggest going to Liberty Tree a little more for the atmosphere. It's a little more old time Disney. When I was a kid, you know, Disney was still celebrating the bicentennial. The bicentennial was a big thing at Disney. That showed you how old I am. I still remember the bicentennial parade that they had for years there at Disney World, the 1776 parade. And so that was a big part of young Disney, was celebrating that. And Liberty Tree was an integral part of that, and Liberty Square and all that stuff. So that's a lot of childhood memories for me. Kevin?
I just think we probably ought to, like we did over at Hollywood Studios, it's pretty easy to kind of touch on the ones that we didn't talk about. One of those would be the Plaza. We did not talk about the Plaza. And the second one would be Tony's Town Square. And that's way up at the front of the park. And people have very mixed feelings about Tony's Town Square. It's probably one of the most controversial ones, just because some people love it and some people think it's garbage. So it's a bit of a mixed bag on that one.
Let's go around real quick. Love it, hate it. Tony's Town Square. Kevin?
Oh, I love it.
Kristen?
The last time there, I loved it, but I've heard such mixed reviews from people, I don't usually tell people they should eat there.
Randy?
I'm going to go thumbs down.
Yeah, that's our experience too. And it's one of those restaurants we're always like, oh, let's give Tony's another chance. Let's just do it. And let's sit outside and we can watch the flag ceremony, or we can watch the back of people watching the parade, or we can do all these exciting things sitting there at Tony's Town Square because it's in a great location. At one point, you could meet Tony. It was so exciting. But the food has always been
simple. Yeah. Simple. Now, I will say that's one of the easier restaurants to get a large group. If you've got 8 or 10 or 12, Tony's is going to be pretty much your only chance, your only shot in Magic Kingdom.
You know, if the interesting thing about the Plaza, I have never eaten there.
Me either.
Isn't that this bizarre? Like, I've just, as many times as I've been to Disney World, and as affordable a sit-down restaurant as it is.
It's affordable. It is small. It's air-conditioned, which is always nice. And they all are air-conditioned. But, you know, I'm running out of positive things to say. No, but Beth really likes it. She's wanted to eat there several times. They had a great soup that she liked. We had a great allergen experience there when we were first dealing with the dairy stuff. The chef was super great to us. So anyway, we've had some positive experiences there, but it's never brought us back. It's never been, this is so good, I got to make sure I come back next time.
Kristen, did you want to say something real quick?
I was just saying it's in a good location. We've never had a bad experience. It's never been something, though, that I've loved on the menu that I thought I have to come back, though. So,
yeah, I've never said about a restaurant, there's a soup there that I have to have. The
Well, Beth has.
The other thing I'll say about the Plaza restaurant is back when you had the dining plan, it was a restaurant that was so inexpensive, you felt like you were wasting your credit by going to the Plaza because it wasn't that much more than a counter service meal that you were paying for. So that's one reason I've never been to the Plaza, because I generally don't eat a lot of table service meals when I'm not on the dining plan. So there's that. That's going to wrap it up for us. I think we've come up with some good suggestions for families. I don't want to review because I probably forget some of it. But just rewind if you want to review yourself. And we've talked about some of the family-friendly restaurants, some of our personal favorites. It's been a while since we've talked about dining at table service meals at Disney World. So, you're never too old to wish upon a star.